Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Small Biz Talk Radio. I'm Lori Leiker. I'm a business coach and I'm located in Austin, Texas. We talk about things that have to do with small business but also have bearing on businesses of all sizes, whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out or you've been freelancing for a long time. The things we talk about on the show really can help grow your business. Like I always say, the best business starts here. So today, I'm really excited to have as a guest, Stacy Alter. Stacy is a project management specialist, and we're going to be talking about project management, which is something that you don't really think about as you're going into business, but every single thing you do as a small business owner or as an entrepreneur is a process and is a project. So welcome to the show, Stacy.
Hi, thank you so much.
And right now, tell me a little bit about what you're doing.
Currently, I work for a web development and app development company here in Austin, Texas. It's a 13-year-old company, and they are what I would still consider to be a small business by choice. They brought me on as a senior project manager. At the moment, I'm the only project manager, and I do manage all teams from design to development to content strategy. I'm also client-facing, so I'm more of an internal account rep also, although the owner of the company will go out and sell, and we also have, an independent sales rep. I'm very much the intake and onboarding of new clients, and then I see them through to launch and then also into their maintenance phases for their website or their app, and we're even touching on virtual reality experiences right now, so it's something new for me to kind of start managing.
And it sounds like with your experience and looking at your resume, you've had your fingers in a lot of different pies, which is kind of what happens when you're managing mm-hmm. projects.
Yeah, very much.
What do you find is the biggest stumbling block for smaller companies in terms of project management?
When companies are still small, they're very attached to the result, the success of every project, every internal initiative. It is really hard for smaller companies to start letting go and start hiring on experts in each field. Like in my case, project management, that's what I do. I'm not a developer. I don't do graphic design, but what I do best is manage people, time, resources, and budget. And when your small business is married to that revenue, that is, you know, there cannot be a break in revenue. You can't fail. It's hard to hand over that reins to someone else. So when I'm coming into especially small companies, I have to sometimes pry those responsibilities away and say, let me take this on so you can continue to grow the company and go out and do business development and build the hierarchy relationships with clients. And I can be managing your internal team. If you don't let go of those reins, it's really hard to grow.
What is it that what is the fear there? Is it fear that, oh, you know, I've built this company, this is mine, and I can't let go of any of it? Or is it more a
yes.
failure of, if I give it to somebody else, I'll never get the reins back?
No, it's definitely the first part. It's how can I trust someone else with, to work as I do and to keep looking for the success in every aspect of the project. I think the old mentality a little bit was, no one will work as hard for your dream as you'll work for your dream. But if we all mm-hmm. kept that mentality, there would be no medium-sized businesses. There would be no large businesses. We would all still be small businesses in small towns. So there are people who have developed processes and, you know, different things within their companies where there's still a double-check system. Run it by your manager. Run it by the owner of the company before you make large decisions. But the fear is you won't work as hard as I will. You aren't committed to the success like I am. And that's really not the case anymore. I think the mentality of having a job and keeping a job and making it into a career is really what drives most people, especially in the Austin market.
Right. And they want something that's theirs, but by the same token, they don't understand that delegation is as important in a small business as it is in a large corporation. Do you find mm-hmm. that you also have, in those cases where project management is not delegated, that you've also got a lot of micromanagement among the owners and the managers and the higher ups in these smaller companies?
Yes, and the prioritization of, you know what I'm trying to say, of what needs to be done versus what would be nice to have kind of gets in the way there too. If you don't have an expert project manager who says, this is what is needed and this is what we'll work on when we have time, small business owners and even if they're starting to grow, if they're throwing things over the fence saying we need this and we need this and no one is stopping to say what's important, what's the value add, what's going to be good for the client, what's also going to be good for our internal employee base and not overwork them and overwhelm them. Do we have the experts on staff for the things we're requiring of ourselves and that we're selling to our customers? So there has to be someone there constantly assessing that situation. And as entrepreneurs, as business owners, that's what they do. They have these dreams and visions, but it's having someone underneath you who can help coordinate and execute that. If you sell it, you should be able to produce it. And as you grow, you can't do it all. And that's a big struggle.
Yes. You can't be scalable if you're trying to do everything yourself. Do you find that it's better to have someone, an outside project manager that you bring in to handle even the smaller scale projects than it is to have someone internal just take over the reins of a project?
Absolutely. I've seen that happen time and again. You know, Sally Sue has been here for 10 years. She knows everything about this company. That doesn't necessarily make her good at one thing or another, or as an overarching project manager, doesn't make her good at that. She may be good at a lot of things. She may be good at having things delegated to her one at a time. But then when you ask her to become that actual elevated position of a project manager or supervisor or something, she may never have learned how to actually silo what needs to be siloed in. These are internal accounting duties or these are external client-facing needs that we need to always be doing and make sure they're all getting done. And the person that now is being put in charge of getting those things done can do them effectively. So, when you start your own business, you're doing it all. And then as you start to delegate it out, when you're bringing in people, it's usually easy to see if they're able to do what you're asking of them. But as you start to grow even more, it's easy to lose sight of what's not getting done effectively, where you're losing money, and bringing in an outside person, actually, they can come in and say, wait, here's what I see, here's my solutions, you know, that I would plug in, and then it's up to you to trust them, that's what they were brought in to do. But when, okay,
and
go ahead.
That's a huge jump.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things, though, where you also have the benefit of the outside person is also the drawback. Because you've got that trust factor, if you have somebody inside as a business owner, you're going to trust that person, but by the same token, the inside person is not going to be as apt to say, wait a minute, this is a better way.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, I've seen it. Most recently, I've seen that exact thing happen. And someone who's been with your company, honestly, for at this point 5 to 10 years has not seen the changes in what's out there solution-wise. I mean, technology has us moving at the speed of light. We have emails and text messages and IMs coming in. People are sending us messages through Facebook. Phone calls are still happening. There's so much information coming in at all times. It's really hard to process that unless you're scaling your internal resources and software solutions to bring that information in and then output your product or your service that you're trying to offer. And not to say there's anything bad about people who stay with companies for a long time, but when you're bringing in someone to help with your business processes, they need to be on the forefront of technology as well. They shouldn't have only used one system in their life, or they shouldn't have only done it one way. This is an agile world we're working in. And it's not just software development. We all have to be agile, no matter what industry or what job title you have. You have to be fluid and meet the needs of the company, your coworkers, and your clients.
And with technology changing so rapidly, as someone who does process improvement and process analysis, I see too many times where people get married to one particular way of doing things, and just that. I'm sorry, all I know is how to do it this way. And if you stop me in the middle of this and bring in something new, I'm all screwed up. I can't function. But you have to be able to let go. And as you say, agile, and we're not talking about agile project management, which is something totally different. We're talking about flexibility and the ability to adapt to more current technologies.
Right.
For instance, if you've got a small business that has always run their project management using Google spreadsheets or an Excel spreadsheet, they're never going to grow from that compared to maybe even using something as simple as Trello as a project management tool. I mean, it doesn't have to be a huge, complex project management setup. When you're working with smaller businesses, say one or two people, on project management, what kind of things do you see them being able to utilize that will make it easier to manage projects?
So the great thing about project management is now there is a software for every size company and every way of doing your projects. I've worked in things like Basecamp, and it's a very simple system. It's kind of a WYSIWYG. You put in tickets, but they're conversational. You can add subtasks that can be checkmarked off. It's very easy. And then you can work for a very large company where everything absolutely has to be in the system, streamlined. I call it, did you put a ticket in? But there's systems like Jira that are project management systems that can go, and they can be five levels deep, but still easily manageable because it's a large company and that's what the way it has to be done. So you really do need to research the solutions for what you're trying to produce, whether it be a product or a service, or what information is coming in and what information needs to go out. So I'm not against small businesses using Google business Google accounts for all their needs, but there comes a tipping point where that's too manual and it does need to be a little more automated and it needs to be all in one place. So there are softwares out there that it's really by users, you know, 1 to 10 users, you pay this much per month. Then you go to 25 users and you know, you're going to get what you pay for at that point, but managing it yourself and trying to come up with your own system sometimes is where some small companies fall short in not being able to scale because their employees are spending too much time doing manual routing and documenting and spreadsheets and things when it really could be all automated in one project management software.
Okay. And which is exactly what you want, having it spread out through several different, like you said, several different sites is not as efficient as putting everything in one place. Now, have you had experience using things like Trello, which is like the simplest project management tool for small business?
No, I actually haven't. So, you know, I work for a small business now, and we've invested in probably the best software project management tool there is, which is Jira. But since we are a small business, I still need insight into the internal office duties and things going on because I manage that also. That goes into Jira as a business task. So I still keep it in one place. I'm really trying to consolidate all of that. So I always tell them, and I use a terrible analogy. I'll use one about going on vacation instead of getting hit by a bus. But I said, if I walk out the door for a week, you should still be able to log into that one system and see everything. The owner should be able to see it. The supervisor should be able to see it. I really believe in transparency, especially in small companies. Cross-training, obviously, is really important, too. But you can't do that if, when you go on vacation, you have to spend 3 days trying to have other people fill in for you, and you're having to train them and hope that they remember everything you've said. If it's in that one place, you're able to hand over that duty really easily.
Which is what you want with it. And so any system that works for you as a company is going to be the best. So it doesn't really matter how much, I mean, each software is, like you use Jira, other companies use Basecamp, some use Asana. Whatever it is that works for you where you can have everything in one place. And the other advantage to using project management software is that also all of your emails are internal to that software.
Right. It's wonderful. It really is. You know, I live by my email only because I can trust that if I'm assigned a ticket, I see that I'm assigned a ticket. When I'm done, I file that email away. The ticket goes on to the next person, or it's closed, or, you know, however that works. Because I also have clients coming into my email, the owners sending me things through email. There's lots of things going on there. So if I can trust that my project management system is going to notify me when I have an action item, I don't have to worry about constantly monitoring that queue also. I can jump in there, mm-hmm. do the work I need to do, and then jump back out and focus on the other things that are not ticket related. But right. what has happened is also people will adopt a system and then just keep trying to force it to work when it clearly isn't meeting their business needs. And it is completely okay to say, this didn't work. Let's try something else.
Right, because it's got to be scalable. And if you mm-hmm. want to stay small, that's fine. But if you find yourself growing, it's got to be something that can grow with you. And if it doesn't, you've got to be, like you said, willing to jump ship. Now, there's mm-hmm. a lot of words that go around with project management. And when you're a small company, it's not really necessary for you to adhere to one form or another of project management as long as it's working for you in a scalable manner. But one thing that I've heard several of my clients come up with are terms like Kanban and Six Sigma, mm-hmm. and they don't understand what that means. What are some
right.
of the – because they're being told by outside consultants, well, you need to get Six Sigma, and they got five employees. And, you know, or you need to use a Kanban system. And so project management people are throwing around all these acronyms. What do these things mean?
So, you know, Six Sigma, I've actually looked in somewhat, but honestly, the only company I've ever interviewed with that required that certification is Dell. You know, they're a large company. They actually specialize in Six Sigma project management, and that's the way they do things, right? But say you go into that company as a new project manager, and that's the way you learn it. That's great. You're Six Sigma certified. That's how you project manage. And then the next job you get, they say, hey, Kanban, let's do that. And you're like, wait, what? And now you're just kind of relearning how they project manage. So all these terminologies are how to get one job done in the most efficient way with the team size you have, the spec requirements of the job, and the timeline that they've given you under budget or, you know, at budget. And the way that these, like Kanban's a very relaxed way to project manage. It's a board of, it says, to do in progress done. And you meet at the board every day, and everybody has their say, and everybody says, this is what I worked on, this is what I'm working on, this is what I got done. And it's very conversational if you don't have that many projects, or if it's strictly an internal team and it's not a client-facing, you know, I worked at the Livestrong Foundation where we were an internal marketing team. And we met at the board every day, and it worked for us because we didn't have to then communicate statuses outward. We just had to make sure we were on track and that the departments who needed anything from us, you know, got an update. But overall, there wasn't a high client stress level there. There are certain systems where if you're in software development, you have bugs and fixes that you need to know exactly where we're at with them, if there's any roadblocks that the developer might have. And all of that goes into this ticket system, and it's a conversation of, here's what I found, here's what I'm doing, I need this, the client needs to go to their host and change this. And so it's kind of a repository for information for what happened with that one bug. So in my case, we can't do Kanban because there's too many details that need to be documented. Tickets need to go back and forth quickly. We can't just meet at the board once a day. But small companies who are offering, you know, some kind of service or one product maybe can do Kanban methodology. So you need to look into that also. Don't just adopt something because someone said it and you think it's maybe the cool thing to do. You need to research. And there are tons of resources online with descriptions and explanations and then suggestions of software that use that methodology. In my case, Jira can be a Kanban system, but we don't use it that way.
And so really, as a small business owner, as an entrepreneur, freelancer, you don't need to know these terms. You just need to know what works.
Right, absolutely. And if you want to adopt the terms because you want to have that in your pool of knowledge, that's great. But for me, when I came into this company, I was hired on as the senior project manager. He said, you need to tell us what we need to do to be more efficient, to work better as a team, to keep our clients happy, to hit our launch dates. And I said, great. It took me 4 to 6 weeks to truly assess what was happening, all the needs, all the requirements of the projects we were working on. And then I said, okay, here's what we're going to try. So that's the stage we're in now, is trying something new that they haven't done before, but I believe will work, and we'll see. They have tried Asana before. It didn't work for them. They have tried Basecamp before. It didn't work for them. They came back to Jira, and I truly still believe Jira is right for us because we do have a lot of projects in the works that are highly technical. But we do have a main Kanban board also. It's not used the way that most people use it, but it does work for us to give us hierarching insight into our projects and what stage they are in. But if the owner of the company says, where are we exactly at with this client on this project, my Jira system tells me everything I need to know. And since it's up to date, it's already in my head. And I don't have to do any extra work at that point. So definitely use what works for you, but modify it if needed.
Do you find that using a project management system, whatever is working for the company, also reduces down the number of emails and meetings that people have to have?
Absolutely. The continuous communication of it prevents you from having to do red flag meetings when things are going off the rails. You can spot them immediately. When my developer kicks me a ticket and says, I don't have all the information I need, I cannot proceed, I take care of it right then and there to keep him going and to let the client know, here's where we're at. But if you're just following up in meetings and you're waiting until something's on fire, it's already almost too late to rectify that situation.
Mm-hmm. It just seems like bringing somebody in to manage a project, particularly if you're a new business and you've not managed a large project, it seems like having a project manager on your team as an outside person looking in would be a great way to get your business off to a great start.
Right. It is. It's really up to you to tell that person the what and the why. Here's what I need and here's why I need it. And then you let that person decide the how. And then the resources they use are the who, and then the technical resources they might want to implement. If you're bringing them in, you hire the expert so that you don't have to be the expert in that. So if you're bringing them in and they start saying, I need something, have that conversation, but really listen to them. They're not telling you that because they want to make their job necessarily easier. It's what's good for the company.
Mm-hmm. And ultimately, that's why you want to bring somebody in from outside, not because you as a business owner are failing, but because mm-hmm. you can't be all things to all people.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Thank you so much, Stacy. I appreciate you being on the show with us today. If somebody wanted to email you, where could they find you?
Right now, my stacy@sitegoals.com email is, my main email, and that's stacy@sitegoals.com. My boss knows I do stuff like this. I do consulting and career coaching on the side, so he's absolutely fine with me intaking to that email and helping anyone who needs help.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Stacy, and maybe sometime we'll have you back to talk about the whole career coaching too.
Absolutely. It's my passion, and I do it for volunteer work, so it's great.
Thank you so much. We've been talking with Stacy Alter from Sitegoals. They are a software development company, but she is a project manager. And if you gather nothing else from our conversation today, the biggest point is don't try to manage your projects by yourself. If you do, use a piece of software that's going to help. There are plenty of free options out there. Shoot me an email if you want to know what some of those are. You can reach me at laurie@smallbizcoaching.net, laurie@smallbizcoaching.net. I'd be more than happy to help you look at some of the different options that are out there for free and low-cost project management software. Asana is a great one if all you're doing is keeping track of projects, but you don't also need, if you don't need to keep track of your clients as well. Trello, the American Genius, which is an online newspaper, uses Trello, which is basically post-it notes up on a wall. But it's a one-stop shop where you can keep all of your documents, all of your conversations, and everything else in one place, all the way up to something like Basecamp. A little more complicated. I know Stacy said that it really wasn't that complicated, but it can be depending on how you set it up. It's getting better for small business owners. It's also getting less expensive. So that's a great option as well. If you need help with it, call me, email me. I'd be more than happy to give you a 15-minute overview of what's going on. You can reach me again, L-A-U-R-I-E, at smallbizcoaching.net. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today, for listening in. We've got some great guests coming up in October. We've got Eric Cease. If you don't know Eric, he's been on QVC for years. He presents Cook's Essentials. He presents things like the really awesome electric pressure cooker. He did just this past weekend some copperclad cookware. And it may sound like it's all about cooking, but it's really not. Eric has formed a company out of basically seeing a need, filling it, and going for it. You can't get better than that when you're trying to figure out what you're going to do with your small business. We also are going to have Tommy Landman with us. Tommy's an SEO specialist. If you've ever been confused about SEO, he's the guy to listen to because he knows what SEO stands for, what it means for your company, and how to do it. So we're going to be looking at that as well. If you have questions for me, if you'd like more information, you can find out, you can read my blog at smallbizcoaching.net. Again, email me, Lori@smallbizcoaching.net, or you can listen here next time. Thank you so much for joining us. Goodbye.